is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
I'm feeling enormous energy around this show, just enormous, enormous. I really have to hand it to you, Nicole. You have created sort of a niche of amazing, amazing connections. It's just like the angels and the devatas that are like attracted to News for the Soul is amazing.
And we love News for the Soul!
Hello everybody, this is Daniel Brinkley. Welcome to the hearts and minds of Enfoldment. This is News for the Soul.
Hello, this is Satyan Raja, and you're listening to News for the Soul. Be open in your mind, your body, your being. Allow yourself to drench in this awesome information to evolve you to your next place.
Hey, this is Dave Morehouse, and you're listening to News for the Soul.
Okay, Kelly Wolf, open lines. This is happening right now. Wolf Wellness is the show. Kelly Wolf is here now, I think, and lots of callers.
Yep. That's
good to see. Kelly, can you hear me?
I can, Nicole. How are you today?
I'm amming.
All right.
Let you know, there's lots of callers on the board, and like a busy line today. So whatever intro you want to do, and let's do this thing.
Yeah, so it'll be a quick intro. I want to just, I'm going to talk about sound. I'm going to open everybody's Akashic Records, and then we'll take some callers, and of course we'll do some sound for the callers as well. So I want to talk about the tone of G. So this is really cool. So the tone of G is incredibly powerful. I always tell people, if you're going to buy one singing bowl, get a G. It's the most beautiful balancer. It is Om. Om is also G, and so is your throat chakra. But relating to that, I'm going to talk about the etheric template. So the etheric template is one of our energetic fields. It's the fifth energetic field outside of our body. And it's called the etheric template. It is connected to our throat chakra. So but what's really cool about this energetic layer is it contains all the forms that exist on the physical plane. So it's basically a blueprint for the physical body and our physical reality. So think of it as sort of a blank slate in a way of what's to come, right? Or, of course, what you've experienced as well. It is, so in this layer, this is where sound healing and even chanting or singing is really effective in healing. So this is really where sound loves to work, let's just put it that way. What else was I going to say about this? I'm kind of rushing through this a little bit. So let's talk about the tone of G. So what's really interesting is you'll hear about people who had near-death experiences, and when they come back, quite often or many of them will say that, you know, they communed with Source, they had a connection with Source, and that source resonates in the sound of G. So isn't that really interesting as well? And truth, anything that resonates in truth is also the tone of G. And you know this because, you know, many of us know when someone is lying, and then many of us really feel it when we know some truth is spoken. So I find that really interesting. So I just wanted to kind of go through that really quick. Of course, there's lots of information about this stuff online. Of course, you can always contact me as well. And, let's take let me open the Akashic Records, and then we'll take the callers. All right, everybody. So I just want you to close your eyes and take a breath. And just know that the records will only be open to those who are willing, okay? So it's through intention. So here we go. God, Source, and Divine Creator, as we flow through the Akash, allow the Divine Feminine and Christ Consciousness to guide us with your pure love. Please enlighten us and allow our frequency and the frequency of humanity to rise with grace on this journey. Please allow all who are here and willing to gain the wisdom needed for their highest good. All right, the records are now open. All right, Nicole, I will take the first caller.
Okay, here we go. Holy smokes. Scanning for international. Oh, there's one. Wonder who this is. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from, Bob?
You must be cycling.
I am. But that's besides the point.
Oh, dear. Yeah, it's another beautiful morning here in paradise in the Whitsunday Islands. And it's such a pleasure to connect with you again, both Nicole and Kelly. So, yeah, I'm just wondering what's in the pipeline for me, what's coming up for me, because I've got a few challenges in my life. And, so whatever you can pick up would be really good, Kelly.
Okay. How you doing, Bob? It's nice to hear from you again. All right. So let me tap in. Just give me a moment here. Sorry, can you hear me? Sorry about that, Bob. My phone was doing something funny. Is there a younger woman involved, like a young woman involved in whatever dilemma you're having? Because I'm seeing a woman. Say again.
Only in my dreams.
Only in your dreams. It's not a romantic relationship I'm seeing. I'm seeing a woman. She has brown hair. It's tied back in a ponytail. It's hard to tell how long it is, but it's tied back in a ponytail, maybe medium length. She's thin. She's tall. It's funny. I see her, like, wagging her finger at you. I don't know if that resonates with you at all.
Yeah, well, it does.
When I say young, I mean, you know, somewhere under 40, right?
Well,
it actually
does resonate, because I know somebody in my circle of friends who's was diagnosed with, stage 4 breast cancer, and she went off on a journey of healing, a spiritual journey rather than, you know, the Western medical model. And I've recently been told that I might have cancer too. So it's, the good news is that 11 months down the track, I just got a message from her yesterday. All her cancers in her body are now gone. They're all dead. So that just reinforces like my pathway will be through spiritual healing and maybe Chinese medicine rather than the Western medical model of cut and slice.
Okay.
But
right. So she was trying to convince you to go more the journey she did. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's definitely coming through, you know, loud and clear, right? And she's you know, showing up here to, you know, to tell you, hey, you know, you need to do something here, right? You know, something that she believes is going to work, right? So it's really interesting. So do you mind if I talk about cancer a bit?
No. It's
okay.
Funny.
Go ahead.
When I went to see my GP, and GP for me just stands for Gives Pills, my lady doctor was like just radiating fear. Oh, you know, you've got this result and you've got this result. And I'm sitting there really calmly. It's like, you know, I hear the words, but for me there's no fear here. I've got this inner knowing that I know I'll be okay.
Mhm.
And both my parents died of cancer, so it's been a big bogey in my life. But I'm glad that I haven't.
Go ahead.
I'll shut up now.
Okay. Sorry, Bob. My apologies. All right.
That's
so
all right.
So I want to talk a little bit about cancer. So cancer is really interesting. So cancer is a disease of emotion, right? If we had a machine that would, like, take all the symptoms away, you could just, like, walk through the machine and boom, symptoms are gone, it would probably come back because cancer is usually some repressed emotion, right? Usually relating to kind of anger, resentment, and it doesn't mean that, you know, it doesn't define you as an angry person, not at all, but just something repressed, something that, you know, basically the body was holding on to and it transmuted into cancer cells, right? So sometimes you have to look really, really deep. And it could be something that happened so many years ago, but you have to look really, really deep and see what that emotion is. And there are ways to release it from your body. So can I do a little guided meditation with you with sound? Would you be up for that?
I'd be up and over for it, yeah.
Okay. All right, Bob. So just I want you to find a comfortable seat, okay, if you're not already in one, okay? And just I want you to close your eyes.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to take you somewhere, but then I'm going to have you go through a door, and then it'll be your experience. So just take a breath for me. And I'm going to take you to a white space, a bright white space that holds source energy. This space is where your zero point is. It's where you align with everything. And there's no time in this space. It's a beautiful, bright white space. And there's a chair in that space, and I want you to sit in that chair. And then I want you to think, is there anything, or ask yourself, is there anything that I'm hanging on to? Any repressed emotion? Anything that doesn't serve me anymore? Right? And I want you to imagine who you would be without this emotion. Right? I want you to feel that feeling of freedom. So it's all about setting yourself free. And then an infinite number of doors is going to appear around you. An infinite number. And then one of the doors is going to beckon you to go through. And as you go through, you're going to have an experience based on your soul signature. But I want you to set the intention that this space on the other side of the door is going to help you set yourself free from any repressed emotion. It might show you where it is in the body. It might show you the circumstance. So honor it and then set yourself free. I'm going to do sound for about 5 minutes here. So just stay in that space. Okay, Bob, I'm going to bring you back now. So I want you to walk back toward the door, to come back into that white space, and I want you to send gratitude for everything you experienced on that side. And then I want you to come through the door into that white space. That's your zero point. You can always come back to this place and go on a journey. And then I want you to sit in that chair. And when you're ready, come back to your body and open your eyes. So, Bob, do you mind if I mention something about where I saw the cancer?
Oh, please go for it.
Okay. Is it affecting your lungs in some way, shape, or form?
Not from the results that I've had from the
scans. Interesting. Is there, okay, there's something with the lungs. Okay, so the emotion attached to the lungs is grief, right? And grief can come in many forms. It doesn't have to be, you know, from someone passing away. It can come in many forms, right? Is grief kind of a theme in your life, or has there been some grief? Or even some grief many years ago, or something that really, because I'm seeing it's definitely in the lungs, right?
Well, if I sit and feel, there was a grieving, and it may still be there, for the loss of my childhood because I didn't have one.
Okay. That's really interesting. So, more than likely, you know, like I said, these things that we hold on to, these experiences, you know, they can happen very early in our life, right? So that might be something to explore, right? In learning how to release that, because that is the cancer, right? Yeah. The resentment, the depression, the pain, the suffering from that time, right?
Yeah, I realized that all the moments of terror that I experienced as a child became what I call body memories. And it was through just letting my body do what it needed to do to get those out. And that was through feeling and sound, you know, just crying, shouting, and screaming. Yeah.
That's great.
So that was,
yeah.
But one synchronicity, Ellie, is in your opening dialogue, you talked about the key of G. Now, I broke my left wrist a few years ago, and it didn't set right, so I'm trying to relearn how to play the guitar. And for the last week, I've been sitting on my bed and compiling a medley of songs in G. You know, how many songs do I know in G? And last night I played for about 25 minutes and must have strung 30 songs together in a medley. So that, and they were all in the key of G.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, there's no coincidences, right? Everything is synchronistic. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
So, I feel quite content that I don't have any fear about the diagnoses that I've had from the Western medical and whatever, I think whatever presents itself, I will gently find my way through.
Yeah, just my suggestion is just really go, you know, whatever you decide to do, that's great, but go deep and explore what it is that you're holding, because sometimes we don't even realize. We think we've done the work, right? But it's kind of a constant, right? Always working on ourselves, right? So see what layer is there. It's very likely your childhood. So, but I just see the, I don't know, when I was doing the sound, I could see the energy of this, even though the cancer is not in your lungs, I could see the energy in there. So best of luck with that, Bob, and please let us know how it goes, okay?
Yeah, well, I will do it. Well, if I don't call in next time.
All right, we'll send all the healing energy I can to you.
All right, thank you so much. Thanks, Nicole. Okay. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye.
I'm always keeping my eye out on you. All right, keep in touch. Stay in the loop. And healing vibes. We have a million people. That's a rough estimate on the board. So where are we going next? I'm going to try to do my spidey sense. feeling in thing. Let's go to 832. Lucky you. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
My name is Lisa, and I'm calling from Houston.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
Hello. Sorry, can you say your name again?
Lisa.
Lisa?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Sorry, Lisa. I wasn't hearing you so well there. Thank you for calling, Lisa. So what can I do for you?
Oh, I just wanted to see what was going on in my spiritual life and what's going on with the energies that's around me, because I've been having a lot of fear, and it's like I can't shake it off, and I was just wondering, is it some energy that I picked up, or is it something that I'm, you know, going through or something?
Okay. So can I ask you a few questions about the fear?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is it mostly at a certain time of day that it kicks in?
It's
evening,
kind of like
morning?
The evening and all the way up to the night.
Okay. Yeah. Do you consider yourself an overthinker?
Very much so.
Say again?
Yes, very much so. I'm
very
always
much, yeah, because I can. They're showing me gears. I can see like gears in your head.
Oh, right? Wow!
And they never turn off, right? So sometimes
right.
When we get into that monkey mind, it fear quite often kicks in the evenings. That's the time, you know, when we're finished with all our tasks, right? Because all of that distracts us, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting. So, Lisa, do you go to church, or do you have a? Are you religious?
I used to be. I'm kind of like more like, you know, just following my own self now. Huh?
Okay, you used to go to church.
Uh-huh, I used to.
Yeah, they're showing me an image of a church. Yeah, that's really interesting. Okay, let me see where that goes. But let's see what we can do here. Let me tap in. Just give me a moment here.
Okay.
So now I when I talk about this, I don't want to scare you, okay? Because there
okay.
is nothing to be afraid of, first off, okay? So, everything is in the, so I'll just kind of go through this really quick with you. So everything is in the here and now. So time exists all at the same time, right? So everything is happening at once, and there is no out there. So everything is in the here and now. So people who passed and ascended, they're literally 3 feet away, right? The only thing that separates us from these other things that are in the here and now is frequency, right?
Right.
So, but there's also the lower astral. So I am gonna give you a prayer. Actually we'll do the prayer together to do a clearing. But basically, the lower astral is the closest dimension to our dimension. So frequency-wise, it's very close to us. People end up in that lower astral. I call them discarnate spirits. They end up there because they're hanging on to something in this life, some attachment like, you know, resentment, fear, anger when they're transitioning. Also, it could be a sudden death and they're not ready to go and they want to stay as close as they can, so they end up in that lower astral, which is not a pleasant place to be. So I'm going to go through a prayer. I'm going to use a little sound when we do this as well. All you have to do is just close your eyes and we'll set the intention. So what I see is, it's really interesting. It's, you know, some people say, well, it's, you know, did these discarnate beings come into my, you know, my reality because I attracted them, or did they come in and then the fear hit, right?
Right.
Usually it's all, you know, so within, so without, right? So, you know, we're up and down all day long. I mean, we live in the third dimension, right? And so sometimes we have moments where we're stressed or fearful, and that might have opened that door. Or maybe there's someone. Do you live alone or do you live with some other people?
Well, I live with my husband.
Oh, your husband. Okay. You know, and sometimes there are others that live in the house that attract them in as well. And they're just annoying.
Yes,
you know,
myself.
They, you know, but that's what I see. I just see some discarnate spirits. So if there is a portal in your home, we'll close that. But here's the thing. The fear is going to open that door again, right? So really working on not being fearful, right? The only thing literally to fear is fear itself. There's a lot to be said in that saying, right? Because
right.
there is nothing to fear, right? Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Okay. Okay, Lisa. So, yeah, let's make some noise. So I do clearings quite a bit. Like I'll go into businesses, homes, and do clearings. And I've seen some crazy stuff. But what works is just being in that kind of neutral state, right? It's that fear feeds those discarnate humans, right? So I'm going to go through a prayer, and we're going to give them the option to ascend. And if they don't, they're going to leave. And if there is any portal in your home, we'll definitely close that. But like I said, you have... We all have the capacity to open those again, right? So it's just really working on those thoughts, right? It doesn't serve
nope.
you, right?
That's
yeah.
true.
Okay. Okay, let's see if we can help you here. All right, Lisa, so just close your eyes and take a
okay.
breath. And I'll just be speaking and doing some sound in between. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll tell you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing four individuals, three males and one female. And
wow.
they're just wandering. They feel stuck. They're not evil. They're not nasty. They just feel stuck, stressed, especially the female. So let's see what we can do for you. Okay. I'm just going to go through prayer. You are loved. You are healed. And you are forgiven. Forgive yourself and move toward that light. There is love and peace in that light. Your loved ones are waiting for you in that light. You are loved. You are healed and you are forgiven. Forgive yourself and move toward that light. I'm seeing a portal in the bedroom somewhere. So let's close that now. Okay. I'll seal that portal. And we'll seal it with a gold frequency of Christ consciousness. You are loved, you are healed, and you are forgiven. Forgive yourself and move toward that light. There is peace in that light, and there is love in that light. and if you choose not to go toward that light, you will leave. You have not been invited, and you are not allowed here. Okay. So they left. So two of the men and the woman ascended. The one man did not, but that's his choice, right? No pity, right? That's a free will choice on their part. Right? So your homework is to, you know, recognize when the fear is coming up and whatever you have to do to quell that fear, right? If you're having a hard time just, you know, turning it off just by your pure will, do something, right?
Okay.
Read a book, right? Put on some nice music. Do you have sage? Do you burn sage?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Okay, I would definitely for at least, well, I do it twice a day in my home because I have a home clinic here, but I, even if I didn't, I would do it twice a day. I burn sage in the morning and sage in the evening just to keep my space clear, right? Sage is very effective. Sage,
mm-hmm.
cedar, or sweetgrass, one of those three, especially if you're in North America, those are good. And any kind of stones like pyrite or tektite, those are all really good for, you know, keeping a space protected. But just know, right, you are protected. And what you can do before you go to bed is, do you ever do a like a prayer protection? Have you ever done that?
Yes, I do try to do a, you know, prayer protection. Actually, you know, the spirit would, you know, protect me as I go to sleep at night.
Yeah, yeah. So what you can do is just a suggestion. You know, I'm not changing what you already do. You can still do that. But what you want to do is imagine that you have a white light around you. And nothing can penetrate that white light. Only that of the highest white light ordained by God may be in your field, right? So you know, through pure intention, remember, we are powerful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You can keep yourself protected. And what you can do, too, is create that white light in the whole room, right, around your whole space, your house, your apartment, wherever you live, right?
Okay.
Just create that, right? And nothing that is not of the highest white light can come through there, right? So you are protected. So remember, the fear just feeds them, right? There is really nothing to fear. You know, I know we see these shows on like YouTube and online and on TV, you know, where they go into these hauntings and it's so dramatic and everybody's screaming.
Yes.
And, you know, you're seeing things moving and it's, you know, they really exaggerate that, right? Yes, they can move
they
things
do.
Sometimes, right? But
yeah.
It's not like The Exorcist, trust me. Okay.
Okay.
I've seen the dark of the dark, and when you don't show fear, they hate it. They leave. They don't like neutrality, so neutrality is huge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So I hope that helped, Lisa.
Yes, it did. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Keep us posted.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, I will. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you.
Yep. Keep us in the loop. Call back anytime. One person less than a million on the board. Who's it going to be? Oh, boy, the pressure I'm feeling. Get the right one. So let's go to 202 next. 202. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, I'm Kay, and I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Hi.
What can I do for you, Kay?
I am just calling to get some intel, advice, whatever you're picking up for. I've been out of work for basically this entire year. I'm in the industry that's affected by the strike, or that was affected by the strike. And I know that, you know, I keep telling myself that even during those times, there are people who still have jobs, things like that, trying to stay positive. But, you know, I just got a rejection from a place I really was interested in. And I'm just trying to just figure things out, or find out, you know, when something may come through. You know, it's really tight.
Right. Okay. I want to tell you a story, Kay, while I'm tapping in on your situation.
Okay.
So I'll make it quick. Okay. So many years ago with my former job, I was basically laid off from this job that I had. And I was kind of ready to be laid off from this job, but when it happened, I was so surprised. I didn't expect it. I didn't think it would be me because I worked really hard. And for the first day, I was really upset. I remember just crying. And, of course, worried about money and, you know, things like that. And then the next day, I had this really odd feeling of peace, and I didn't know where it was coming from. So I just rode with that, and that feeling just got stronger and stronger and stronger, and it was amazing. And I remember, you know, seeing some people that I worked with shortly after I lost my job, and they said to me, "What are you going to do?" And I said, "I don't know. But I feel freaking great." Right? So I felt so good. I just knew that everything was going to be okay in some way. And a month later, I got an extremely lucrative contract, and it came out of nowhere. I don't even know how they got my name. And I know when I got that contract, I knew that I manifested that, because I just, in a way, I still took action, right? I was doing some part-time work, but I let go of everything. So I just knew that I was worth something. I knew that I could do a really good job for someone, and then I left it up to the universe, right? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What was your industry, Kay?
So I do video editing. I'm film producing, that kind of stuff.
Ah, very right brain. Very cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a competitive?
It is, and you know, I'm on a lot of different boards, like, or different, like, groups for people in my industry, and they're literally saying this is, like, one of the worst times since probably, like, the recession in 2008, where, like, about 80% supposedly aren't working, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if I'm supposed to change industries. Like, I am in school I actually love astrology, and I want to start practicing that. I'm in school for it, and I do some readings on the side, but it's not enough right now to, like, support myself, you know?
Right. So here's what happens, right? Because I know you've been kind of looking and trying to get something going again, right? And what happens when nothing shows up is you get more and more disappointed, right? And I want you to see those emotions. And it's tough. I'm not going to say it's easy. But those emotions are like a brick wall, right?
Yeah.
So they literally will block energy, because energy flows, right? So everything that shows up in your life comes from the outer layers. It goes through all those energetic layers. We have an infinite amount, right? And then it enters into the physical plane. So what's happening is when you're having kind of the stressful thoughts or the negative thoughts, right, or words, especially words are very powerful, then that's you're literally building a wall, like an energetic wall that stops that from coming in. So, but like I said, I know it's tough. So here's what they're showing me, and you tell me if this resonates with you. I'm not exactly sure what type of editing you do or what you do with that profession, but they're showing me, you know, with people that have online podcasts. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Have you ever gone down that route? Because they're showing me that. They're showing me, you know, people like, for example, I don't know if you follow Marina Jacoby, but people like her, right, where you could be like her producer. Is that work you've done before?
Some similar things. I have done like digital stuff and things for YouTube, not necessarily podcasts, but more so for me, I do like promos, sizzle reels, things like that, commercial editing.
Yeah, because I'm seeing something with, you know, I mean, would you consider yourself a producer?
Yeah, I'm considered a producer, editor, and I used to do production management prior to getting into the creative realm.
So you're very qualified. But this is what they're showing me. They're showing me, I don't know if this is a route you want to go, because remember, the future is never written in stone. But they're showing me, you know, things like people who have podcasts or, you know, like video podcasts. And there's so many of them, right? Or even people that have YouTube channels, like they're popular and they can't, you know, they're so busy now that they need somebody to produce for them. And I see that, you know, they're showing me that you'll have like, you know, three or four people if you want. And that'll keep you busy enough and pay you well.
Okay.
You sound very qualified to me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I would be open to it. Do they show you, like, how to find these avenues, like, in terms of,
okay,
yeah.
Let me see if I can tap in and see how we can get you there.
Thank you.
It's interesting because the consciousness movement is really big now, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people with YouTube channels, you know, who need help, right? Who need, could you even teach people?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought of that, or does that resonate with you, teaching?
It does, not necessarily. It hasn't ever resonated, or I never thought about it for editing, but I have thought about it for, like, astrology.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But teaching, yeah, I would be open to it. Actually, I do know someone who's doing some teaching on, but he does a different program, like he does design kind of After Effects. I'm more editing, like video editing, but I would be open to it for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Give me a moment here. Let me tap in and see. That's interesting. So I know this is always tough to do this, but they're showing me cold calls.
Okay.
So basically just sending them your information and saying, hey, you know, I'm a producer. Are you looking for one? Yeah, they're just showing me it's interesting because they're showing me that you're going to do a lot of different things. And you know what's really cool is you can combine astrology with your job, right? You could combine astrology with that. You could, you know, kind of guide them through the process and you know, tell them, well, this day might be better to talk about this subject, or, right?
Mm-hmm. This is what I believe. Totally, I do use it in that way. I never thought of that.
Because your right brain is, I mean, you're smart. Like, you're a step ahead. This is what they're showing me. So you're definitely a step ahead.
You.
You know, sometimes when you're, you know, diving into that creative side, right? Just, I don't know, it's because you're so incredibly creative. So you could be really valuable to so many people. You know, you could teach at the same time, right?
I definitely
they show me a wide variation of what you can do. You're so talented. Right?
Thank you.
It's just getting, it's really knowing that, you know, you've been looking pretty diligently for work.
I have.
Okay. And it gets to the point where there's some desperation in there or some frustration.
Yeah, you know, there are times when that happens because, you know, finance is just that kind of thing. But then I've been doing, like, this meditation, like, in the mornings. It's basically kind of it gets you out of that mode more into abundance because I get it, you know, how vibrations is how these things come in. But, you know, life happens and sometimes
you
leave a wobble.
I think... Yeah, they're showing me, like, you having your own gig and being extremely creative, kind of running things the way you want to. And, you know, combining that with astrology would be brilliant, brilliant.
Yeah, that's actually the plan. You know, I have a whole idea that I'm going to start doing for a podcast combining astrology and that kind of thing. I wanted to do some branding. But I just wanted to get a little bit of money so I can do logo X, Y, Z, but maybe.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Yeah. You know, put it out there, take some action, though. Action is needed. If you just meditate on something coming in, it's never going to come. You have to take the physical action, right? And then just knowing that any kind of lower emotion, right, is going to be that brick wall, right?
All right.
Yeah, okay. So just getting out of that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Kay. And please, please keep us posted. I hope it all goes well. I see it going well for you. Just remember, you can have it tomorrow, right? Just know that you can have it tomorrow and then let it go.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you,
calling
again.
Thank you for calling.
Let us know how it goes. Oh, boy. So, literally only have a couple of minutes, but do you want to do a quick call?
I don't know if I could do it in 2 minutes.
Okay. How about an extended recap and wrap up and some shameless self-promotion?
All right. So I have some sound healing courses that are starting on November 15th. You can find all the details on my website, and I will be starting another sound healing course in February, which I will announce those dates on my website in sometime in November, and you can check those out. That's about it. Thank you so much, Nicole, and maybe I'll just make a little sound for the last minute or so.
Perfect.
There you go.
I'll just remind everyone, Kelly is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Eyes Wide Open is next, and here we go. Check us out with the sound.
All right, everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. And remember, stay positive. Thanks, Nicole.
Kelly Wolf is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Eyes Wide Open is next, right after this quick reset break, if we can find the right button.